used to have, telling somebody a while ago, they used to have a big sign here on the wall here down at the far end that said, "Home of the Big Reds." Of course, back in the 70s, the early 80s, they were known as the Big Red in the football program. And Houston's a team that's struggling a little bit. They have, just like Thayer, have struggled to score. They've had some injuries and also have had some issues with the COVID-19. But they got a good coach, one of the best in the area, I think, in Mr. Brent Kell. He's been here for a long time. Had a long stint as a girls' coach. I believe he coached the boys for a little while and then kind of retired from coaching for a bit. And now he's back coaching the Houston Lady Tigers, and Coach Kell always going to put a competitive team out on the floor, and you can bet that'll be the case here tonight. Hey, Lady Bobcats got their work cut out for them this evening here at the Houston High School. We're going to take another timeout. Back with your starting lineups in just 2 minutes. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare of West Plains Thayer Lady Bobcat pregame show. We'll be back on the Ecom Sports Network.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
And we're about ready for our national anthem here on the Ecom Sports Network. You've been listening to the Thayer Lady Bobcat pregame show brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Stay tuned for the Community First Banking Company of West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer halftime show and the postgame report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman in West Plains. Just check your starting lineup. First up for the Thayer Lady Bobcat, it'll be Mandy Curley, the senior, wearing number 2. Senior Hadley Atkinson wearing number 5. Number 11, the senior, Avery Pierce. And the senior, Katie Wade, wearing number 12. And rounding out the starting lineup, Maddie Donahue for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Donahue, of course, is a 5'9 sophomore. So the 4 seniors and a sophomore in the starting lineup tonight for Coach Cecil Meyer and the 2-5 Thayer Lady Bobcats. And for the Houston Tigers, we'll see a starting lineup of number 12, Olivia Kreitz. Number 14, Alaya Walker. Boy, she can handle the basketball. Hannah Zurich wears number 20. Number 30 is Jaden Stell. And Carly Curtis wearing number 33. So it's the Houston Lady Tigers and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Get ready for SCA basketball. No JV game tonight here. And we're playing the varsity only. So an early start here on the Ecom Sports Network. I'm going to take one more time out. Back with your tip-off in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers a mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back after timeout, and a little issue here with the starting lineup for the Houston Lady Tigers. The music stopped before we got done. All right, number 23, or number 33. Yeah, there she is, the sophomore, Carly Curtis. So it's three sophomores, a junior and senior, in the starting lineup for Coach Brent Kell and the Houston Lady Tigers. All right, there, Lady Bobcats take the floor, and again, wearing the green trimmed to the black and white. Lady Bobcats are getting healthier, folks, and that's what we've been waiting for, what Coach Lisa Meyer has been waiting for this year, to get over all the sickness and, of course, the injuries that have plagued these fair Lady Bobcats throughout the early part of the season. They're 2-5, and as I mentioned a while ago, they've been in some of the ball games, almost every game. Now, they have been in. I just seem to have a bad stretch of 4 or 5 minutes in about every game, and that's something they're working on trying to get over. It'll be Donahue in the center circle. We'll jump it up for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Tip is up and controlled by the Houston Lady Tigers, and here we go. Two-man officiating crew on the night. Houston quickly works the ball down in the low post. Shot is up and good. Number 33, that was Carly Curtis with the bucket. That is her first 2 points of the night. Well, the Houston Lady Tigers, Thayer bring up the floor. Maddie Curley going all the way in the bucket, and he's going to get fouled on the shot, step to the free throw line, and shoot two. Houston throwing on a little bit of full court pressure, and the Lady Bobcats beat it up the floor, and Curley gets fouled on the way to the basket. Maddie will go to the free throw line, fouls on number 33, Carly Curtis. So Curtis with the first points and the first foul of tonight for Houston. Curley at the line, first free throw is up, and rolls off the rim, no good. Maddie looking to break the ice here for the Thayer Lady Bobcats in the first 18 seconds of the ball game. Got to get off to a good start on the road. Maddie bounces it twice, puts it up with the right hand. This one looks like it's dead on. Oh, it bounces off the rim. No good. Rebound fought for and controlled by the Houston Lady Tigers. Here they come. They push up the floor to Walker. Walker inside to Curtis. Shot is up. No good. Rebound back to Houston. And Olivia Kreitz, the sophomore, puts it up and in. In full court pressure, the Houston Lady Tigers, that's kind of a staple for Coach Brent Kell. Lady Bobcats working across the timeline. Maddie Curley on the dribble drive, weaves through the traffic. And now gets a double team on her, gives the ball over to Katie Wade. Katie holds it, leans over to Atkinson. Atkinson now to Pierce. Avery holds it on the right wing, gives it back out front to Wade. Lady Bobcats running the offense, got it to Atkinson. Atkinson brings it back out to near the top of the key, working on the left side of the floor. Now swing it to the right side. Avery Pierce has got it. Fakes the shot. Gives down the corner to Curley. Curley looking at the cutter in the lane. She's not open. Gives it back out to Wade. Wade works it cross court to the left side. Now to Pierce. Pierce trying to bounce it inside. She's traveling with the basketball. So the Thayer Lady Bobcats will turn it over. 6:48 to go in the first quarter. Thayer down 4-0. Houston will bring it up the floor. Number 14, Walker on the inbound. Gives it to Kreitz. Kreitz coming into the front court. Swings it on the left side for number 30. That is Jaden Stell. Stell gives it in the corner and gets it right back. Stell handles the top of the key. Now goes right side for Walker. Walker bounces it inside. Bucket is shot is up by Kreitz. No good. Rebound comes off to Walker. Curtis, she goes back up and in and gets fouled and will go to the line for a three-point play. Basket is good for Curtis. Fouls on number 11, Avery Pierce of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Curtis going to the free throw line will shoot one. Trying to add to a 6-point Houston Lady Tiger lead. Free throw is up and good. Number 33, Carly Curtis. 5 of 7 points for the Houston Lady Tigers in Houston. Minute and a half into the ballgame with a 7-point lead. Thayer with it out front. Curly gets over to Avery Pierce. Avery back down to Curly on the right side wing. Bounces it down to Donahue. Donahue making a move to the bucket. Fakes, now goes up with a shot. High off the backboard. No good. And rebound controlled by the Lady Tigers. Houston coming up the floor. Number 20 with it. Zurich brings it on the right side. Out there to number 14. That is Walker. Walker in the corner of the Zurich. And back out front now to Kreitz. Kreitz brings it over to Stell. Stell looking in the lane. Nobody open. He'll kick it back out front. Now lob it to Curtis at the free throw line. Turn. Shoots and scores. Carly Curtis, the sophomore. 7 points here in the first 2.5 minutes. And Coach Cecil Meyer wants a timeout for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They are down 9-0. 5:40 to go first quarter. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back to Houston after the timeout. Coach Lisa Meyer getting that one early. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. His team is down 9-0. Houston has opened up with that full court pressure, bothering the Lady Bobcats a little bit, but just in the half court game, using their size advantage on the inside to open up a 9-0 lead. Pierce and Curley handle against the full court pressure. Get the ball into the front court, swing it down to Hadley Atkinson. Hadley on the right wing, back out front to Pierce. Fakes the three-point shot, doesn't take it, gives it back over to Atkinson on the right side. Atkinson looking to penetrate, trying to pass it down the corner. Ball goes over the head of Maddie Curley and out of bounds to Lady Bobcats. It's a second straight trip, turned it over. And 5:21 to go now in the first quarter. Houston with the ball back with a chance to go up by double digits here. They swing it on the left side for Stell. Stell back out front to Curtis. Curtis making a move down the right side of the lane. Ducks under the defense. Shoots off the window. No good. Rebound taken by Maddie Donahue. And the Fair Lady Bobcats with a little semi-break. Curtis taking it all the way to the hole. Puts a shot up. It is blocked out of bounds. And the block by Olivia Kreitz. Kreitz, number 12, the big sophomore. They've got some size here in Houston and very athletic. Fair will inbound it down under the bucket. They inbound looking for Katie Wade. Got it to Curley. Short jumper is up and good. Oh, Maddie Curley puts the Lady Bobcats on the board at 9-2. That stops the bleeding there for the time being. Houston back with it, working around the perimeter of the Fair Lady Bobcat zone. Kick it on the left side for Stell. Stell holds it out there on the wing. Now gives it down in the corner for Walker. I'm sorry, that's Zurich. Zurich back to Stell. Kind of lob it inside for Kreitz, and the ball is off her hands out of bounds. Houston with a turnover. And the Fair Lady Bobcats will bring it again against the 2-2-1. Really kind of a 2-1-2 full court press. The Lady Bobcats beat it easily this time. Bounced the ball down to Donahue on the baseline. Going to the bucket. Going to get fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Maddie Donahue with a good aggressive move to the hole. She is fouled by number 12, Olivia Kreitz. Sophomore picks up her second team foul against the Houston Lady Tigers. Maddie Donahue going to the free throw line. Will shoot two. Fouls in the act of shooting. First one is up for the sophomore. It's good. Well, Donahue gets on the board. Fair Lady Bobcats. One down by 9, now down by 6. Substitution for Thayer, number 32, Natalie Price will check into the ballgame. Now the free throw for Donahue is up and good. Gets that one to rattle home. So Donahue hits both free throws. That makes it a 5-point game. Houston walking into the front court, playing on the right side for Stell. She goes to the free throw circle. Now bounces it over on the wing for Zurich. Working the right side of the floor. Back over to Zurich on the wing from the corner. Just swinging around the Stell now on the left side. The pass in the middle is deflected, but gathered in by Houston. There goes Walker down the baseline. Leads it off for Kreitz, who shoots and scores. Number 12, Olivia Kreitz, her second bucket of the game. Houston back up by 7 here. 11-4, our score. Fair with it. Got it to Katie Wade at the free throw line. Out to Price with a long shot, no good. Rebound taken by Donahue. She powers it back up and in. Nice play, Maddie Donahue. Her second bucket of the night. Actually, her fourth point of the night. 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. Fair back to within 5. Houston with a long 3-point shot up and good. Number 14, Alaya Walker hits a 3 out of the right wing. And it's back to a 8-point lead now for Houston. 14-6 our score. Fair with it. Got it over to Pierce. Pierce swings it down the corner for Price. Price back out to Pierce. Working right side of the floor now. Back in the corner now to Price. Natalie swings the ball back outside. Going to Pierce. Pierce jump stops at the elbow. Couldn't get a shot away. Now swings one down the corner to Katie Wade. Back out to Curley. Fair. Very patient here. Working the ball around the perimeter of that zone defense. Price with it. Flipped it on the floor. Bounces it back out to Avery Pierce. Long pass in the corner for Katie Wade. Driving the baseline, pulls up with a jumper. No, but she's fouled. And will go to the free throw line and shoot two. But they are getting to the free throw line. And the foul is on number 14. That is Alaya Walker. Her first of the ball game to go with her 3-point shot she just hit a moment ago. And it'll send Wade to the free throw line for Thayer, and the first free throw for Katie is up and good. So Katie Wade and the Thayer Lady Bobcats having some points from the free throw line here to stay in this game. They're down 7 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Second one is up. It's good as well. So Katie Wade hits a pair of free throws. They are now 4-for-6 as a team in the first quarter. Houston showing his tendency to foul a little bit, and that's the youth of the Lady Tigers. They've got three sophomores out on the floor. Houston working ball into the middle. Bad pass stolen by Manny Curley. Curley's off to the racer. Two defenders to beat. She splits them, goes up with a shot, no good. And rebound control by Stell for Houston. She handles the ball into the front court. Houston quickly gets set up in the half-court offense. They give the ball out to Hannah Zurich. Zurich goes out to the free throw, the half-court circle. He's that one way down in the corner. Dangerous pass. Got to Stell. Right back to Zurich. Trying to bounce it inside. Ball is deflected. Gathered in by Maddie Donahue for Thayer Lady Bobcats. The Lady Bobcats on the break. Katie Wade up to Pierce. Avery back to Wade on the baseline. Back out to Pierce. Fake the three. Looking to penetrate. That's up under the defensive scores. Avery Pierce with a nice aggressive move. And Thayer back within four after having been down 9-0. It is now 14-10 for Lady Bobcats, making a run here in the final 2 minutes of this first quarter. Houston with the basketball, is swinging it around the outside. Trying to go down low. The ball stolen by Katie Wade. So Thayer now the chance to get back to within two. Maddie Curley, a little crossover dribble, beats the defense, goes to the hole. Her shot is blocked. No foul call. And Houston coming with it on the other end. Trying to go to the hole. Number 14 is Walker. She gets cut off, and now she carried the basketball. Houston with a turnover, and now Coach Kell wants a timeout. 14-10, our score. They are down four, but they're making a run. Minute 23 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you might want someone who has all the knowledge, who knows all the tools, and who sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, then you might want a RE/MAX agent. RE/MAX. Don't worry. We've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated. There are some real estate agents who rely on technology to do their jobs for them.
I have a question about my listing price.
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who are with you every step of the way. RE/MAX. Don't worry. We've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats at one point in this game were down 9-0. Since then, they've outscored Houston 10-5, and they're back to within four. Minute 23 to go in the first quarter. Lady Bobcats will have the ball. After the turn, oh, wait a minute, the official's giving the ball to Houston. No, it's Thayer ball. Timeout was called after the carrying call on Houston. Houston was lined up defensively. And Thayer will inbound it in the backcourt to Curley. Again, that 2-2-1 zone press. Thayer gets it across the timeline to Katie Wade. Trying to pass it down into the middle. The ball is deflected by the defense and goes out of bounds. Trying to get that thing to Maddie Donahue. First substitution of the night for the Houston Lady Tigers. Number 14, Walker, checked out. And Lady Bobcats, if they are making a substitution, Kaylee Garrison in the ball game. Avery Pierce will come out. So Kaylee back out there after that knee injury. She gives it to Curley. Curley pulls up with a jumper from 12. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up in the end. Maddie Curley with four. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats back to within two with a minute to go in the first quarter. Houston with it. They're working on the right side for Chips. That is Katie Jo Chips. I like that name. Katie Jo Chips. Number 20 with it. That is DeZurich. DeZurich going to the high post for Curtis. Curtis trying to dump it off inside. Ball stolen by Donahue. And he races up the right side, gives it out on top to Katie Wade. Thayer with a chance to tie now. Ball goes to Curley on the right side. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Goes off the hands of Maddie Donahue. And the Lady Tigers will bring it the other way. And here it comes. Houston with a basketball. They'll swing it on the left side for Chips. Chips holds it high on the wing. Gives it on the right side for Smith. Smith goes down to the baseline. Couldn't get open for the shot. Feeds it back out front. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Houston by two with the ball. Get it to the right side. To number 21. That is Angie Smith. Just checked in a moment ago. And back out front for number 20, DeZurich. 8 seconds to go now in the quarter. There's a nice move in the lane by Curtis. She hits the 10-foot jumper. Curtis hits the jumper. And Thayer will inbound, and that will do it for the first quarter. 16-12, Thayer Lady Bobcats down by four. We'll take a timeout. Back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Social distancing effectiveness from Pete's Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like to leave your order outside of your house, let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit PizzaInn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Our score 16-2. Thayer Lady Bobcats down 4 to the Houston Lady Tigers. Houston's led by Carly Curtis. The big sophomore scored 9 in the first quarter for Houston. They've got to find a way to stop her. Lady Bobcats open up the quarter with a basketball. Got it down to Price in the corner. Back outside. Around on top to Katie Wade. Oh, she traveled with the basketball. Katie in wide open floor took an extra step, trying to step into the 3-point shot. And Thayer will turn it over down 4 with 7:50 to go here in the first half. Houston will trigger it in. Number 21 brings up the floor. That is Angie Smith. Smith near midcourt, pulls up, looks over the defense. Thayer back in kind of a 1-3-1. Garrison out on the point. Houston gives the ball over to Stell. Long 3-point shot is no good. And the rebound comes out to Stell. She'll take it from the front. Stell feeds it on the right side to Smith. Smith kind of weaving her way out around the top of the key. And we're going to get a 3-second call on Houston. Substitution for Houston during the quarter break as Riley Sheets is in. She gets called for 3 seconds. They are making a substitution here. And Haven checks in this ball game in place of Price. They are inbounds the ball here against the full court pressure. Got it over to Kaylee Garrison. Kaylee dribble drives around the defense. Going to the hole. Trying to bounce one inside. That ball is going to be kicked. Kicked almost all the way up to the ceiling. That would have been a field goal try. It would have been good. Thayer will inbound it down on the baseline. Haven looking to trigger it in. Brings it in to Maddie Curley on the wing. Maddie going to the hole hard. Flies through the air. Can't score. Rebound. It's going to be a held ball. And finally, the official, a little slow on the whistle. But finally, they call the held ball. And the possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And now the score table says, no, it's going to go the other way. All right, so it's going to be Houston basketball. Still 16-12. That was our score at the end of the first quarter. We played a minute here in the second. Houston making another substitution. And number, I'll try to see who that is. It came in. Number 42, Reese Manier in this ballgame for Houston. Lady Tigers working it around the perimeter. Got it on the left side to Katie Jo Chips. Gives it off down in the corner. We're going to get a foul. It's going to be a hold on Katie Wade. Number 14 handed over there, Alaya Walker. And Katie Wade fouled her. She went to pass it out. So the foul on Katie Wade will be her first of the night. Third team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Actually, the second team foul on Thayer. Houston inbounds it. They get it down low. Here's a block shot by Katie Wade. Got that ball to Manier, and the Katie Wade blocked it. Thayer Lady Bobcats come out with a loose ball. Maddie Curley in the lane. Pulls up. Jumper's good. Maddie Curley has hit 3 in a row, and a Thayer Lady Bobcats throw on the press. Houston will break it all the way down the floor. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. That one may be on Maddie Donahue. Trying to get back defensively. Houston went over the top of the press. Got the ball to number 14, Alaya Walker, and she gets fouled going to the hole. Fouls on number 23, Maddie Donahue. Will be her first of the ball game. And it will send number 14, Alaya Walker, to the free throw line, shooting the two-shot foul. First one is good. So Houston back up by 3 again at 17-14. Remember, Thayer was down at 1.9-0 in this game, made a huge comeback. Second free throw is up and good for Alaya Walker, the sophomore. Thayer inbounds the ball again against this zone press. And it gets up to midcourt. Maddie Curley steps across the timeline. Long pass, caught court, going to be stolen. Houston down on the drive. Shot is no good. The rebound off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats out of bounds. Well, that ball was off to Houston, but the official saw it the other way. It's going to be Houston ball. got that ball down to number 21, to Zurich, and she blew the layup. She'll trigger it in, down under the bucket. Brings it out front for Chips. Chips gives it back to the Zurich. Three-pointer out of the corner. Good! Number 21, that's 21, Angie Smith. Smith with the free throw. With the three-pointer out of the corner. That makes it a 21-14 ball game. Thayer down by seven again. There's a bad pass by Haven. It's going to be stolen by Chips for Houston. She races up the left sideline. Now backs it back out. Is it to Angie Smith? Smith brings it to the right side of the floor. Gives it up for Aliyah Walker. Walker moves off the screen into the free throw circle all the way around to the left side of the court. Kind of following right along that three-point line. Gives it up. Gives it back over to Smith. Long three-point shot. No good. Rebound, Maddie Curley for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Houston got bad defensively. Curley going to go to the hole. Bounces into the middle. Pulls up in the lane. Gives it back out to Avery Pierce. Short jumper is off the rim. No good. Rebound is run down by Haven for Thayer. To Curley with a shot. Allen rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound cleared by the Houston Tigers. Here come the Lady Titans on the break. Katie Jo Ships brings it into the free throw circle, kicks it back outside for Walker. Walker driving the baseline, trying to leave it inside. The ball is stolen by Curley. Curley off with Pierce on the two-on-two, and Curley going to the lane is going to be fouled. She'll go find and shoot two. Curley going to the basket hard, going to get fouled. It'll be a block. And is on number three. That is Katie Jo Ships will be her first, and will be the fourth team foul. On the Houston Tigers, this one sends Maddie Curley to the free throw line. Maddie opened the game by missing a pair of free throws for the Thayer Lady Bobcat. And this one is up and good. But Thayer hitting some free throws now. They have hit five in a row as a team. Here's Hadley Atkinson checking back into the ballgame for Thayer. Number 14, Jaylee Haven, a freshman, will check out. And Houston will get number 12, Olivia Kreitz, back in the ballgame. And Reese Meneer checks out. Second free throw for Maddie Curley. Up and looks good. It bounces out again. Maddie now 1-for-4 from the free throw line. And Thayer with a steal on the inbound. Avery Pierce all the way to the bucket. Can't hit the layup. And a rebound taken by Houston. Another deflected pass. Houston's got it in the backcourt. Well, they're going to have to hurry now to get it across in 10. That is Angie Smith. Oh, and a foul going to be called on Thayer. Angie Smith was in trouble in the backcourt, and Thayer reached in. Didn't have to. They were going to get a 10-second call there. It's a non-shooting foul, Angie Smith. And now Katie Jo Cook will inbound it. Foul was on the Lady Bobcats, number 2, Maddie Curley, her first of the night. So Houston inbounds with a 6-point lead, 21-15. Lady Tigers will bounce it out front for Angie Smith. Time to lob it inside, and it's a steal by Hadley Atkinson for Thayer. She'll give it to Katie Wade. She runs up the floor to Maddie Curley. Curley on the wing. Back out there. Getting a half-court game. Got it to Katie Wade for three. That one's no good. And the rebound taken by Chips for the Houston Lady Tigers. She throws it up the floor to Walker. She'll take it down into the right corner. Spins away from the defense. Tries to drive the baseline. And the ball is stolen by Katie Wade to Maddie Curley. Come the Lady Bobcats. Curley weaves her way into the lane. Whoa, nice crossover all the way to bucket for the layup. That's pretty play by Maddie Curley. And Curley now with 9. There's another steal by the Lady Bobcat. They get it to Curley. Maddie going to the hole hard again. Puts it up. No, they're going to wave off the bucket. And it's Curley is going to go to, well, it will be an inbound play. Be a non-shooting foul. A push on number 14. That is Aliyah Walker. Will be her second. More substitutions for Houston. Walker checks out as number 30 checks in. That is Jaden Steele. Number 33 going back in, Carly Curtis. Or the Houston Lady Tigers, I believe they've got the starters back on the floor. They are looking inbound here. They'll bring it in out front for Katie Wade. Katie takes it to the top of the key. Bounces over to Curley. Spins away at the defense. Stops from 12 feet. Shoots no good. Rebound is taken by the Houston Lady Tigers. Stells got it. Races up into the front court. Now backs it back out. Wings one long cross-court pass over to Dessert. Dessert handles it out front, looking to penetrate. Gets cut off of the free throw line, gives it outside. Long three-point shot is no good. And the Thayer Lady Bobcat down the rebound, got it to Avery Pierce. Avery races up the floor, defense got back, gives it to Katie Wade, steps into a three. That one's too long. And the rebound taken by Houston. And we're going to get a foul call on the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Maddie Donahue going to be called for the foul. As they were coming up the sideline. Donahue picks up the foul. Will be her second of the ball game. And Thayer down by four. Houston with the ball. Number 20 handed it to Zurich. Top of the key between the circles. Gets it on the left side for Carly Curtis. She has scored nine of Houston's 21 points here in the first half. Without a 2:57 to go, here's a pass stolen by Katie Wade. Thayer with it. Maddie Curley now going to back it out. Thayer will set the offense with 2:51 to go. They got it to Wade. Stops and pops from 12 feet, and it's good. There we go. Katie Wade, her first field goal tonight. She's got 4 points. So Thayer Lady Bobcats back to their two again at 21-19. Houston with it. Davis full court pressure giving Houston fits. They get it down to Curtis, and she steps out of bounds on the in line. It was a high pass. It was a nice catch by Carly Curtis just to bring that ball in. And she turned it over. They are making substitutions here. Marissa Weber checks into the ball game for the first time tonight. Donahue goes out. Avery Pierce is out as Kaylee Garrison checks back into the ball game. They are working against the full court pressure. Trying to get it down to Weber, and it goes overhead and out of bounds. Bad pass there by Maddie Curley. They are again coming with a full court pressure. 2:25 to go in the first half. Lady Bobcats are down one. Houston will inbound it. Got to Angie Smith. Again, she gets a pass up to Curtis. Curtis got it down the floor, and we're going to get a foul on Marissa Weber as number 12 got free down there, Olivia Kreitz. And Weber did all she could do to keep her from shooting a free throw, and that was just fouling. And the foul on Weber will be her first of the ball game. That is team foul number 6 on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Number 12, it's a free throw line for Houston. The sophomore, Olivia Kreitz, first free throw is up, and it's good. It's a good sophomore bunch that the Houston Lady Tigers have got. Curtis with 9 points in the first half. Kreitz now with 5. Aliyah Walker with 5. Second free throw is up, and good. Nice soft touch. Got that one to bounce home. So Kreitz now with 6 points for Houston. And the Houston lead is back to 4. Fair Lady Bobcats gets the ball across the timeline against the full court pressure. Now go over to Maddie Curley in the wing, down in the corner to Garrison, to Wade, high post, to Atkinson for 3. That one's just off the front of the rim, no good. And Weber runs down the rebound in the corner. Got it out to Atkinson. Atkinson brings over to Katie Wade. She'll swing it over to the left side for Garrison. Over to Curley for 3. Oh, just off the front of the rim. And the rebound taken by Houston. Here come the Lady Tigers with it. Number 20, Angie Smith. She's going to get fouled at midcourt. Going to be a blocking foul on Katie Wade, and that'll be foul number 2 on Katie Wade. And Coach Cecil Meyer surveys the bench, and he'll send in Kaylee Haven for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Wade will come out with foul trouble here in the first half. She has 2. And Houston at the free throw line trying to add to their 4-point lead with a minute 42 to go in the first half. Free throw is up, front end of the one and one, no good, and the rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Kaylee Garrison brings it into the front court. Needs the ball out top for Haven. Haven steps into the free throw circle, gives it back out to Curley on the wing. Thayer looking to post up Haven, it looks like. They get it to Atkinson. Atkinson swings away from the defense, gets to the elbow. Back outside down, around the horn to Curley. She'll try another 3. This one is off the back iron. No good. The rebound taken by Houston. Lady Tigers force it out. Got it down the court. Curley to Chip. And the layup is good. I say Curley, I meant Curtis. Got it to Katie Jokes for the layup. And Houston back up by 6. Lady Bobcats. And away from the defense with the ball. Left Maddie Curley handle it. Gives it on the right side to Atkinson. And Atkinson has it taken away. And then a foul on Hadley trying to get it back. A little frustration foul there for Hadley Atkinson. He's just standing there holding it, looking for somebody to pop open. And number 30 just took it away from him, Jaden Stell. And Atkinson called for her first foul of the night. But Thayer's over the limit. Houston shooting the 1-1 with 54 seconds to go in the first half. The Lady Tigers had to add to their 6-point lead. Free throw, first one is on the way for Jaden Stell. It is no good. And rebound taken by Haven for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Haven leads the break up the floor. I give it to Maddie Curley out top. Curley stepping away from the defense with the dribble drive. Leads it over to Atkinson. Hadley working around the defense, going to the hole, leaves it back out in the corner for Garrison. Quick 3 is good! Kaylee Garrison hits a 3. First made 3-pointer of the night for Thayer. That one brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Houston the other way with a long 3. No good. Thayer down the rebound. Lady Bobcats pushing it up the floor. Maddie Curley spins toward the bucket. No good. We're going to get a foul on Maddie Curley for a push-off. Yep. And he says, no, and yeah, it was. You can see it from here. It's an offensive foul on Manny Curley. Will be her second foul of the night. And with 17 seconds to go in the first half, Houston with the ball, leading by three, 25-22. Houston with it in the backcourt. Got over to Angie Smith. Now to Katie Joe Kiff, and she has it stolen by Curley. Curley to the free, stole away to the bucket for the lay-in. Manny Curley with a steal. Kiff with it again for Houston. And there's the buzzer to end our first half. Our score, 25-24. Bayer Lady Bobcats, who are down by as many as nine, have come all the way back and back to within one at the half. 25-24, again, your score, Bayer Lady Bobcats, down by one at the intermission. Now it's time for our Community First Banking Company halftime report. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with and talk about the first half of this one in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and no cost to you. Direct deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with direct deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
When you list your property for sale, you're hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market condition.
You want Century 21, Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, welcome back to the Houston High School Gym. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Bayer Lady Bobcats, who started out the game down 9-0, have fought their way back and now trail by just one, 25-24. Maddie Curley caught on fire. Curley with 11 points in the first half for the Bayer Lady Bobcats. And Carly Curtis had 9 points in the first quarter for Houston and has not scored since then. So, been a tale of two quarters for this ball game tonight. Again, Houston got off to the fast start. But the Lady Bobcats, and it's when you play hard and you play good defense, you're never out of a ball game. And that's what Bayer did. They applied just a little bit of full-court pressure. They were able to get some steals, hit a couple of layups, and mostly just kept the ball from the Houston Lady Tigers. They're pretty good offensively, and they've got a size advantage on the Lady Bobcats, too, pretty much all over the floor, and that showed as rebounding stats to be pretty lopsided in this one. All right, 25-24, they are down by one. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back with your halftime stats. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Show. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
We're back here at the Houston High School Gym. You're with us here on the Ecom Sport Network. Fair Lady Bobcat Basketball tonight, and the Lady Bobcats trail Houston by one here at the half. 25-24 is your score. Look at the scoring. Fair was down by four at the end of the first quarter, 16-12. And that's kind of amazing in itself because Fair was down at one point, 9-0. Houston got out to a really fast start. They have cooled off a little bit thanks to the defensive efforts of the Fair Lady Bobcats. So Fair down 16-12. They outscore Houston 12-9 in the second quarter, and they trail by one here at the half, 25-24. Individual scoring for the Houston Lady Tigers. They are led by Carly Curtis. She has 9 points in the first half, 6 points for Olivia Kreitz, 5 for Aliyah Walker, and 3 for Angie Smith, 2 for Katie Jo Chips. For the Fair Lady Bobcats, they're led by the All-State candidate, Maddie Curley. Maddie scored 11 tonight. 4 points on the line for Maddie Donahue, 4 for Katie Wade, 2 for Avery Pierce, and 3 for Kaylee Garrison. Well, what a quick trigger it was on that three-pointer. It was catch and shoot, boom, just like that. All right, the Fair leads again, or Fair trails again, 25-24. You're listening to the halftime show brought to you this time by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Fair. We'll take another timeout. Back to talk about some more basketball. Coming up later this week in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
There are some real estate agents out there who have no idea what they're talking about.
It's like a little tour. This house is pre-owned. That is ceiling. Got some Crohn's molding. The foyer.
Do you mean foyer?
Ah.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who have all the experience and the knowledge to take you from for sale to sold. It's why no one in the world sells more real estate. RE/MAX. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. Start your search today with the new RE/MAX app, each office independently owned and operated.
Now there's even more reasons Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell welcome Dr. Don Franklin to their team of highly experienced and trained orthopedists. Dr. Franklin, a sports medicine fellow, looks forward to helping you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments are available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And we're back here to the Houston High School. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report as the Fair Lady Bobcats and the Houston Lady Tigers are hooked up in a good one here. 25-24 is our score at the half. Fair is down by one. We've got more basketball coming up later tonight in the Ecom Sports Network over on our sister station, 100.9 The Train. You can hear the West Plains Lady Scissors as they take on, I believe, Springfield Central. That one over at the West Plains High School Gym. And, of course, JV probably already underway there. Varsity will be getting started probably about the time this game is over. Then tomorrow night, we're going to be at Couch High School as a doubleheader coming your way on a Tuesday night. The Alton boys and girls traveling the Couch take on the Indians and Lady Indians. We'll have both the varsity games here on the radio at K-Country 95. Always good to get out to the Couch High School gym. See some of our friends out around Couch. And then on Thursday night, we'll have the Mammoth Spring Bears as they travel to Koshkonong. I believe that's boys and girls playing at Koshkonong. And Mike Robertson will be there for the call of those games. And then on Friday night, we'll be over at the Thayer High School Gym as the Thayer Bobcats battle the Willow Springs Bears in SCA action. That one, folks, should be a dandy ball game on Friday night between Thayer and Willow Springs. I'm going to take another timeout back with your second half in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcats Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to start the same lineup in the second half that started the first half. Maddie Kirby, Katie Wade, Hadley Atkinson, and Avery Pierce, and Maddie Donahue. We're waiting for Coach Brent Kell to send his team out to the floor now, the officials. If he doesn't hurry, they're going to give the ball to Thayer and let him inbound it here. That Coach Kell taking a little extra time out there. And now he releases his club. Looks like the same lineup that started his ballgame. That'll be Olivia Christ, Aliyah Walker, Hannah Dezurek, Jaden Stelm, and Carly Curtis. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats open the second half with the basketball. Maddie Curley brings it into the front court for Thayer, swings it over to Maddie Donahue, right side of the free throw circle, extended. Now giving it in the lane to the cutter, that is Pierce, open for a moment. Now back outside to Atkinson, and Atkinson gives it up for Katie Wade. Thayer could actually get the lead here with a bucket. Down by one. They get it to Donahue, curling through the lane, misses a layup, gets her own rebound, has her shot blocked, gets it back again, and it is stolen by the Houston Lady Tigers. Here comes Curtis on the fly. He'll give it up to Dezurek. She'll back it out front, and Houston starts the offense from there. Thayer playing that 1-3-1. Houston got it down to number 14, Walker. Walker passes it inside. We get a held ball. Good defensive play by Donahue. Trying to prevent Curtis from catching it in the lane because we've seen so far tonight, she catches it in there, she's probably going to score. And the possession will belong to the Houston Lady Tigers on the alternating possession rule. And Houston now on the inbound. That ball's going to be stolen. Maddie Curley takes it away on the inbound. Good play by Maddie. She brings up the fourth. They're getting in the half-court offense. Curley spins in the lane looking for the shot. Now bounces back out to Pierce. Avery looking to penetrate. Goes up with a shot. The floater is no good. And the rebound taken by Houston. Here they come. That is Stell races up the floor now. Pulls it out the top of the key. And will give it to number 20, Hannah Dezurek. Dezurek looking to penetrate. Pierce cuts her off. She'll back it back out between the circles. 6:45 to go here in the third quarter. Neither team has scored in the first minute and 15 seconds. Houston working on the perimeter. There goes Dezurek right down the right side of the lane. Nobody steps in her way, and she scores the layup. First bucket of the night for Hannah Dezurek for Houston. And the Lady Tigers are back up by three over the Lady Bobcats. They are working it up the floor against that zone full-court press. Lady Bobcats get it to Katie Wade. Now down low to Atkinson, and she'll back it back out front. Pierce with a three. That one's no good. The rebound is controlled by Houston. Lady Tigers up three with the ball. Got it over to Stell. Her short jumper from the right wing is no good, and the rebound is off the hands of Walker and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. Katie Wade inbound for Thayer here against the 2-2-1 zone press. Wade in the backcourt with Avery Pierce, and now over to Mandy Curley. The Lady Bobcats clear the timeline. Ball goes to Curley on the left side wing. Now, free throw line to Katie Wade, open, and she left the shot a little bit short. And the rebound taken by the Houston Tigers. They want to run a little bit. Got it down to Walker. Fake the three. Goes down to the baseline. Puts up a shot to the air ball. And the loose ball gets on the floor. Atkinson will pick it up for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Got it over to Avery Pierce. She sprints up the floor on the dribble drive. Now pulls it up top of the key. Feeds over on the left side to Wade for three. That is no good. And the rebound taken by the Houston Lady Tigers. That is Jaden Stell with it. She'll give it out front to Angie Smith. Smith working the top of the key. Goes to the right side to Walker. Driving down the baseline. Bounces it inside. The ball's going to be knocked away. And finally, we get a held ball called. And the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. With 5:14 to go in the third quarter. Thayer trailing by three. Lady Bobcats have not scored yet in this third quarter. We've played almost 3 minutes. Curley with it. Back over to Katie Wade, across the timeline. Foul, nice pass down inside to Donahue. Her shot is blocked, but a foul is going to be called, and Maddie Donahue will go to the free throw line looking for the first points of the second half for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Fouls on number 12, Olivia Kreitz. That will be her second of the ballgame. First foul called here in the second half. And the Lady Bobcats, the Thayer, go to the free throw line. Maddie Donahue, the sophomore, puts the first one up, and no good. Left it off the left side of the rim. Donahue scored 4 points in the first half, two of them from the free throw line. So now 2 for 3. Looking to go 3 for 4. Come on, Maddie. Oh, and that one's no good. The rebound taken by Houston and a foul on Hadley Atkinson. She knew it immediately. She reached in from behind trying to poke that ball away. And Hadley picks up her second foul of the ballgame. So Houston by 3, 27-24. Houston scored the only 2 points in the first 3 minutes of the second half. They've got it now into the free throw circle. Goes Smith. Gives it back outside to Walker. Back over to Smith at the free throw line. Goes down the right side of the lane and gives it back outside for Stell. Stell off to Angie Smith. Out to the left side to Walker. 3-point try is up. That's no good. The rebound taken by Katie Wade for Thayer. Lady Bobcats. Atkinson bringing up the right side. Avery Pierce. He'll back it back out to the hash mark. Don't see those on the floor very often. You can tell it's an old-time gym here at Houston. Got the hash mark still on the floor. Never did know what those were for exactly, but they still got them. They are working around the perimeter of the zone defense. Well, the Houston Lady Tigers. Oh, they've gone man-to-man. Houston's gone man-to-man here to give that to Curley. And the ball poked away by Houston. They race down the floor with the ball in score. Olivia Kreitz with 8 points now in the ball game. And Houston back up by 5. Thayer still has not scored in the third quarter. They've got it outside now. A long pass down inside. Katie Wade with the right idea, but she kind of telegraphed that one. Or if she would have faked that pass, got the defender going into the lane, then Donahue went to the bucket, could have hit her with a back door play. Thayer now the substitution. Atkinson out of the ball game as number 32 checks in. That is Natalie Price. Thayer looking inbound, trying to get it to Price. Ball goes overhead and is taken by Houston. There is a carry. Houston Lady Tigers carry the basketball. Number 33, Carly Curtis, got a little bit anxious going up the floor. She called for the carry. And the Thayer Lady Wildcats will get it back down by 5. 3:51 to go in the third quarter. Thayer still looking for their first point of the third. Got over to Katie Wade on the wing. Pulls up the dribble. Feeds it over to Pierce. Pierce with a 3-ball. That one is off the rim. No good. And Houston clears the rebound again. Here come the Lady Tigers. Got it quickly down the floor. Now they'll back it back out to the top of the key. Bring it over to Stell on the left side wing. Stell, great ball handler. They go to Angie Smith. Now Smith fighting off a fighting off a defender. Gets it in the corner. Shot by Walker is no good. Thayer claims the rebound. Lady Bobcats got it up to Curley. Curley dribbles out to the top of the key. And now back down to the wing. They're going to get away from the defense. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. This one's going to be called on Houston. Number 20 going to be called for the hold. That is Hannah DeZurich. DeZurich called for the foul. No, they called that on Thayer. I think they called that on Maddie Curtis. Let's see. Now they say foul's on number 5. That can't be right. They still haven't put up the correct foul up there. Oh, and let's see, they call. Well, I still don't know what who the foul is called on. Anyway, we got a timeout on the floor. 29-24. Thayer down 5 with 3:10 to go in the third. We'll be back to Houston in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, finally, they did get things corrected on the foul. The foul was on Maddie Curley for a push-off. And I thought that was going to be the case, but they originally indicated it was going to be a hold, and you can't hold if you're dribbling the basketball. Anyway, Maddie, but they're giving the ball to Thayer. They call foul on number 2. Houston doesn't have a number 2. But Thayer got the ball. Maddie Curley bends away from the defense off the inbound, swings to the right side, Avery Pierce. Pierce. looking to move into the lane, goes all the way to bucket. Her layup is blocked, and the loose ball comes out to Houston. Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul coming the other way. That one's going to be on number 23 of the Fair Lady Bobcats, Manny Donahue, and that's number 3 on Donahue for the Fair Lady Bobcats. And a little bit of foul trouble. Donahue and Curley each have 3. And here's Fair making substitution. Kaylee Garrison back in. And Avery Pierce is out. Houston with the ball with a 5-point lead, 29-24, and Thayer has still not scored in the third quarter. Houston got it into the lane, shot is up, and no good. Rebound taken by Katie Wade for the Lady Bobcats. But Katie doing a nice job on the boards. Thayer with the ball. Kaylee Garrison out to Wade. Wade holds it high. Bounces it to the cutter in the lane. That is Price. She draws a double team, and now going to be called for a travel. Natalie Price going to be called for a travel. Double dribble, maybe. Travel, I don't think so. Anyway, here come the Lady Tigers with the ball after another Fair Lady Bobcat turnover. They bring it up across the timeline with Walker. Walker just double-teamed. They tried to throw it in the middle. The ball's deflected by Maddie Donahue and out of bounds. A couple of subs coming in now for Houston. Number 21, Angie Smith checks in. And number 32 checking in. That is Riley Sheets. They are making a substitution. Donahue comes out as Haven checks in. Houston inbounds the ball under the bucket. Got it in the lane. Now back out. And the long shot by Angie Smith. No good. And rebound taken by Kaylee Garrison for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats needing a bucket. Here's Curley stepping into the lane. Throws one up with the right hand. No, but she gets fouled. She'll go to the line. Maddie will shoot 2 here. Foul on the Houston Tigers. Number 12. That is Olivia Curtis. Or Olivia Kreitz, I'm sorry. And for Kreitz, that will be foul number 3. Free throw for Maddie Curley trying to break the ice here in the second half, and it's good. The Fair Lady Bobcats finally get on the board in the third quarter on a free throw by Maddie Curley. She's now got 12 points in the game and will shoot for number 13. And trying to make it a 3-point game, and she misses it. Well, Thayer still down by 4, just 4, with 2 minutes to go in the third. And here's almost a steal in the backcourt. We're going to get a foul. I think that's going to be number 4 on Maddie Curley. Maddie Curley and Garrison were back there. The foul on Maddie is going to be her 4th of the night. Avery Pierce getting into the ballgame now for Thayer. Maddie Curley is going to have to take a seat. So Thayer's... And now Coach Cecil Meyer thinks that's just her 3rd, but that is 4. And here we get a steal by Thayer. Houston trying to run the floor after the inbound. It's stolen by Katie Wade. Katie gives it back to Haven. Haven wings on both sides to Wade for 3 off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Natalie Price. She goes back up. No, but she's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Number 32, Natalie Price will go to the line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And number 21 called for the foul. That is Angie Smith. Will be her 1st. And coach is disputing the number of fouls on Maddie Curley. Bears only got her for 3, and there was some confusion on that foul a while ago. And they're going to get it straightened out here. The official, and this goes back to the foul over there when I thought Maddie Curley should have been called for the push-off. They signaled a hold, but they signaled it on number 2. And it should have been on number 20, Dezurek. But they officially put it on the board as number 2, which was Maddie Curley, but then Thayer inbounded the ball. But I think the officials completely blew that call. Anyway, 4 minutes to go here, or excuse me, a 4-point lead for Houston with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Thayer has scored 1 point in the quarter and still only trailed by 4. Houston has only scored 4. So a minute 40 to go. They're discussing this, and they may change this. It may. Coach Meyer played his case, and now Coach Kell is at the scores table. And I think he's going to agree that the foul should have been on number 20. But the official did come over and signal number 2, which was the 3rd foul on Curley, and then she had picked up her 4th. They're trying to get the steal on the double team. We'll see if they're going to correct this error. And I don't know that they are. And they're down in front of us, but we can't hear. Thayer had Curley for 3. And Thayer had Dezurek for one. And they're going to discuss it. And they're saying they can't change it, even though both coaches agree that it should have been changed. So, they're going to go. We'll see what the decision's going to be here. And the official doc come over and say they can't change it. Yeah, they completely blew the call. And now they won't change it to correct it. And Maddie Curley is going to, after all this time, is going to have four fouls. I want to say thanks to some of you Thayer Bobcat Boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes in Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, the Shipwreck Event Center in Thayer, along with Penny Lane Accounting, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbary in Thayer. The officials are still trying to discuss, and one official is thinking they ought to do the right thing, and the other one's saying, no, we can't change it. And I think officially, I don't think that's a correctable error at this point. Now the official is going to get with the Thayer scorekeeper and explain the situation to him. And I think Coach Meyer is satisfied. He says, you know what, I understand it's not a correctable error. He's not happy about it. But that's the way it is. And the thing was, you might remember I mentioned it, is in the official scorebook they put the foul down against Maddie Curley for Thayer, and it should have been on DeZurich. And the official signaled number 2, and he should have been signaling number 20. So that was strictly a mistake of the official on that play. Anyway, after all that, it's still four fouls on Curley, and Natalie Price is free throw line shooting 2, and the first one in and out, no good. Well, Thayer still with just 1 point here in the third quarter. We're down to a minute 40 to play. And Price will spin another one up there. That one's good. Natalie Price, the freshman, gets on the scoreboard, and Thayer back within 3 with a minute 40 to go. Houston inbounds the ball in the backcourt. Got it to Walker. Walker dribble drives through everybody going up the floor. Now falls down. And we're going to get a foul called. I think it's a delayed call here. Foul's going to be on number 32 for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Natalie Price. And that is team foul number 5 on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Houston's been called for 3 here in the third quarter. So Houston will inbound it, non-shooting foul. Got it for Walker on the right side, swings it way across the court to Smith. Smith got it inside the sheets, back outside, Walker for 3. That one's an air ball. It's going to go off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Number 21, Angie Smith. Lady Bobcat made an error there. You never assume the ball is going out of bounds. If you can grab it, grab it. They didn't. And Angie Smith bounced it off one of the Thayer Lady Bobcats out of bounds, so Houston gets it back. Shot is up from three-point line, no good. Kaylee Garrison with a rebound. Thayer with a 3-on-2. Garrison is going to be called for a double dribble. She did, got a little bit out of control there, and double dribbled the basketball, so the Lady Bobcats turned it over again. Here's Maddie Donahue getting back in the ballgame for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Natalie Price giving Coach Cecil Meyer some good minutes out there. They're still in this thing. They're only down 3. We got a minute 5 to go in the third quarter. Houston barely got the ball in inside of the 5 seconds. Here comes Houston up the other way. Oh, nice pass down to the baseline. Shot is no good for Houston. Thayer down the rebound. Avery Pierce. That'll be called for a double. And Coach Meyer is going to come unglued. So do the Bobcat fans. That was a jump stop. And a good jump stop by Avery Pierce, the official called her for a travel. Well, Thayer still down by just 3. Houston inbounds the ball into the backcourt, bringing in the front court, or trying with DeZurich. Long pass up the floor to Sheets. She misses the shot, but she's fouled on the play and will go to the free throw line and shoot 2, and that one may be on Donnie. Foul's on number 12. Actually, it's on Katie Wade. That's not much better. That's the third on Katie Wade tonight. So Thayer now Wade with 3, Curley with 4, Donahue with 3. Here's Sheets at the line for Houston. First free throw is up and good. Number 32, Riley Sheets with her first point of the game. Makes it a 4-point ball game with 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sheets with another one. That one is off the rim, no good. And a rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Kaylee Garrison comes up with another rebound. Gives it off to Avery Pierce. They'll take it up the left side. Feed it out front to Katie Wade. Now over to Haven. Haven, the freshman, out on the wing. gives it on top for Pierce. Avery looks at the cutter in the lane. That is Donahue. Donahue curls around the right side and then dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. Well, the Lady Bobcats sophomore trying to make a play. Dribble it off her leg, curling across the lane, and turns it over. And with 27 seconds to go in the third quarter, they are still just down by four. Houston has gone stone cold from the floor. Here's the long pass up the court. That one is almost stolen. Now we're going to get a... this is not a foul. They're going to call a foul on the Fair Lady Bobcats, and that was two players going after a loose ball. And they're calling on Donahue, and that will be number four for Maddie Donahue. Well, Donahue now playing. Well, now officially they say that's three. And that's not right either. There's the free throw first into the 1-1. No good. Donahue down the rebound for the Fair Lady Bobcats. Brings it into the front court. Got Avery Pierce on the right side. They are looking for some offense. 11 seconds to go here in the quarter. Donahue right down the middle angle way up. And we've got a two-point game. Donahue with a good aggressive move down the middle of the lane. Houston coming the other way. Shot is up. Good! At the buzzer, number 33, Curtis. It's her first bucket since the first quarter. And Houston leads it by four as we head to the fourth period. 32-28 our score. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The school sports season is upon us. Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, Fair Lady Bobcats were outscored 7-2, and with that being said, they still only trail by 4 points. 32-28 is our score at the end of three quarters. Houston opens the fourth quarter with a basketball. They're trying to jump the ball handler with a double team, and they get the steal! Haven with it. Up the floor, and she carried it. Yep, dribbled that one way up around her shoulder. So Haven turns it over after a good steal by the Fair Lady Bobcats. Jaylen. Turned it over. Fair again going to jump the ball handle with a double team. And that is Dessert. Gets it into the middle. We're going to get a whistle. And another foul called on Fair. They got the ball down in the middle of the sheets. And she gets fouled by number 14. That is Jaylee Haven for the Fair Lady Bobcats. So Sheets going to line to shoot the 1-1. 32-28 with 7:43 to go. And the free throw is up. Right into the 1-1. No good. Rebound taken by Houston. Back up and in. Number 21, Angie Smith, with her second bucket of the game. And now Fair to inbound it here. Houston again with a full court press. Fair down by six. Got it across the timeline. Kaylee Garrison gives it up to Avery Pierce. Avery swings it down to the left side to Haven for three. That one's off the back iron. Rebound taken by the Fair Lady Bobcats. Nice play by Marissa Weber. Gives out to Katie Wade to the free throw line. Is it back out in the corner to Pierce? She'll shoot the three. That one's no good. And rebound taken by Houston. Number 20 with it, Hannah Dessert. Dessert gives it up the floor to Walker. Back to Dessert, and Houston will set the offense here with a six-point lead and 7 minutes to go. Outside is Angie Smith. Smith swings it on the left for Curtis. Curtis gives it right back to Dessert, number 20. Dessert face left. Now goes right with it. Gives the ball off to Dessert. Dessert gives it to Walker, and she's going to get fouled out front by Avery Pierce. Avery got a little body into her, and it's called for the foul, and the foul on Avery will be her second of the game. And going to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Number 14, Aliyah Walker, has 5 points, all of them in the first half. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound vaulted around and controlled by the Fair Lady Bobcats. Here come the Lady Bobcats with the ball down by 6. Boy, they need a bucket. Thayer has only scored 4 points in the second half. Here's Katie Wade going to the bucket, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be a block on Houston. And the Lady Tiger fans won't like that one. Kaylee Curtis called for the foul will be her second of the ball game. Non-shooting foul came before the shot. 6:35 to go here in the game. They are down by just 6 points. And substitution here, Maddie Curley back in there with those 4 fouls. They look at her in the middle, gives out to Katie Wade for 3. That one's no good. And a rebound taken by Houston. Here come the Lady Tigers on the run. They pass it down to Walker. Walker gets it over on the left side to Smith, who will score the layup. Nice fast break there by the Houston Lady Tigers. Thayer with it. Maddie Curley gets it across the timeline, swings it over to Kaylee Garrison. Now over to Haven. Haven fakes the 3, going down the baseline all the way to the bucket, counted in a foul. Opportunity for a 3-point play for the freshman. That is Jaylee Haven. It's the layup, her first 2 points of the game, and she'll go to line and will shoot for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul was on Carly Curtis, will be her 3rd of the game. And Haven going to line, trying to pull the Lady Bobcats to within 5. Free throw is up for the freshman. It's good. So Haven with a big 3-point play in the old-fashioned way. And Thayer back to within 5 with 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Houston bringing it across the timeline. They don't have to get in any hurry with a 5-point lead. Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul down away from the ball. A foul on number 20, Marissa Weber, going to be called for throwing an elbow. Away from the ball, down on the baseline. Marissa called for her 2nd foul of the night. And that'll be team foul number 10. And the Houston Lady Tigers will be shooting 2 free throws for the remainder of the game. Nobody in the entire gym saw that except the official. Coach Cecil Meyer has a few choice words for him, and the official looks back at it. First free throw is up and rolls off the rim. No good for number 33. That is Carly Curtis. 6 minutes to play in the game. Thayer down by 5. Another free throw here for Curtis, trying to make it a 6-point game, and it is good. Curtis golf or gets the bucket. Her 12th point of the game. Thayer down 6 again with the basketball. They get it over to Curley. Curley looking to move into the lane, pulls up with a little one-hand running shot, and we're going to get a foul. It's going to be on Houston. It'll be on number 20, Zurich, which will be, and now they say her first, should be her 2nd. But that was it. Incorrectable error. Thayer looking inbound the ball. Haven's got to hurry. Finally gets it into Curley. Curley's in a free throw line. Pulls up with a shot. That is blocked. And the loose ball picked up by Houston. All the way down the floor for the layup. Number 21, Angie Smith. Blocked the shot and got the loose ball. And Houston now up by 8. Thayer got it back to Curley. Curley steps across the timeline. Feeds over to Haven. Haven going hard to the bucket. Is going to get fouled on the drive. They're going to call it on the floor, but Haven will shoot the 1-1. That'll be team foul number 7 on the Houston Lady Tigers. Fouls on number 32. That is Riley Sheets, her first. We may be here all night at the rate they're calling these fouls. 5:39 to play in the 4th quarter in an 8-point game. Haven at the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Hit a free throw a moment ago. She misses this one. And Kaylee Garrison gets the rebound. Got it over to Curley. Curley in the lane. Pull up jumper. It's good off the window. Maddie Curley now with 14. And Thayer back to within 6 with 5:29 to go. 39-33 our score. Houston with the basketball. Angie Smith walks it up the floor. Gets it to the free throw line. Now looking to go down the lane and has the ball poked away and it's stolen by Maddie Curley. Here comes Thayer with the basketball. Curley flying up the floor to the free throw line. Sidesteps the defender. We get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Houston. Maddie Curley's going to go to the free throw line. Foul's on number 20. That is Dessert. And that officially is her 2nd of the night. And Maddie Curley going to the free throw line trying to add to her 14-point total. Maddie is 2 for 5 from the free throw line. First one is up here and no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. And we're going to get a held ball on the rebound. And the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Thayer down 6. Needing a bucket on this possession with 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Avery Pierce will trigger it in for the Lady Bobcats. Bring it out front to Katie Wade. She moves to the free throw line, gets it back out to Garrison for three. That one's off the front rim, no good, and the rebound off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. Well, Thayer with a chance to make it a four-point game there. Could he connect on the shot? And Houston's got it back. And again, taking their time, bringing it up the floor. Angie Smith, met at the top of the key by Kaylee Garrison. There's a push-off on Smith, yeah. Angie Smith trying to go to the bucket, stopped at the elbow, and just reached out and shoved Kaylee Garrison with one hand. And she is called. That'll be foul number three. Not shooting foul because it was an offensive foul. She'll check out of the ballgame now. Number 30 will check in. Jaden Stell. Garrison out for Thayer as Haven will check back in. Jaylee Haven for the Lady Bobcats. Thayer inbounds to ball to Avery Pierce in the backcourt. Houston still find that full court man-to-man pressure now. Avery Smith brings the defender across the timeline. Thayer looking to get rid of it. Avery got it over to Katie Wade. Wade looking in the lane. Nobody open. Got it to Curley. Curley back outside for Haven. Haven to the pass. That one is deflected. Katie Wade in a race for it in the backcourt. And oh, and there's a travel on Houston. Yeah, that's a travel before Coach Kell called the timeout. Yeah, Coach Kell's trying to say he called the timeout before the travel, but he didn't. His player had the ball laying on her stomach, and she rolled over onto her back, and that's about the time Coach Kell tried to call the timeout. The official says, no, nope. I didn't see it till after she already rolled. Coach Kell not happy with that. So Thayer gets it on the turnover. Looking to get it in. Got it to Avery Pierce in the backcourt. 4:23 to go. Thayer down by six. Boy, a bucket right here would be fantastic for Thayer. There is Haven trying to get to the, trying to get down the floor. And the ball knocked away. Curley picks it up for the Lady Bobcats. Looking to get rid of it. Now we get a timeout called by Coach Cecil Meyer. Just shy of the 5 second call. Thayer gets a timeout. 39-33. Lady Bobcats are down by six with 4:08 to play in the game. We'll take a timeout back in 60 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you might want someone who has all the knowledge, who knows all the tools, and who sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, then you might want a RE/MAX agent. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated. There are some real estate agents who rely on technology to do their jobs for them.
I have a question about my listing price.
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who are with you every step of the way. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated.
Social distancing effectiveness from Pizza Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like to leave your order outside of your house, let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer.
Well, we're back after the timeout. Coach Cecil Meyer had to call that one. 5 second call is about to be called on Mandy Curley. We got trapped out here at midcourt. And Thayer will maintain possession of the ball with 4:08 to play in the game, down by six. Lady Bobcats looking for their third victory of the year. Be a good one, too, in the SCA. Would keep them in the conference race. Lady Bobcats gets the ball to Curley. Curley through the lane, puts up a shot, no good. And a rebound taken by Houston. Then Lady Tiger falls down with the ball, no travel call. Still a scrum for it, and finally, after about 8 seconds, the officials call a held ball. And it'll belong to the Houston Lady Tigers. Houston player got the rebound and fell down, and there was no travel call. I don't know. Anyway, 3:51 to go in the ball game. Thayer down six, Houston to inbound. By the way, Maddie Curley out of the game again for Thayer. All Lady Bobcats are on defense. She's playing with four fouls. She'll get back in there when they get possession back. And there's a foul at midcourt. This one's going to be on Avery Pierce. Going to be called for a push. And for Avery Pierce, that'll be foul number three. And it'll put Houston back at the free throw line. Number 30, Jaden Stell, the senior, will shoot free throw for the Houston Lady Tigers. Number 33 checks back into the game, the sophomore, Carly Curtis. And Maddie Curley back in for Thayer. First free throw, front end, the one and one is no good, but it's a two-shot foul. Thayer's over the limit into the double bonus. And now the Houston coach questioning Well, they... Yes, time ran off the clock there. Time ran off the clock. There should have been no time coming off the clock because it was a two-shot foul. They're not going to put the time back on the clock. I don't know about that. I think Coach Cal, I think he's apologizing for that right there. There's no way time should have come off the clock. They're shooting the two-shot foul. Another one is up. That one's no good. And the rebound is going to be taken by Houston down in the corner. The Fair Lady Bobcats come out of there with and Avery Pierce going up the sideline. I'm sorry, that's Haven. Haven's pass is deflected. Gets on the floor, and Houston's got it back. Stale will back it back out. 3:26 to go. 6-point Houston lead, 39-33. Fair Lady Bobcats stop with a steal. And Smith got away from the defense. Is it back out to Stell? Stell going into the lane. Shot is up and good. Number 12, Olivia Kreitz. Now in double figures with 10 for Houston. Thayer with the ball now down by 8 and haven't scored in a while. Ball goes to Avery Pierce. She gets pushed out of bounds, and we're going to get a foul called on the Houston Lady Tigers. And we have a Lady Tiger shaken up on the play. And seems to be in some pain. That was number 30 down there. Like may have twisted an ankle. Hope it's nothing serious. Always hope it's nothing serious. And they're tending to her down on the sideline. Thayer down here. 41-23 is our score. So Houston gonna have to they're gonna carry that young lady off. Take her straight back into the training room. I'm actually gonna sit her on the side of the bleachers and they will tend to her. Well, Houston will get a sub in here. 2:59 to play in the game. Thayer down by 8. And they're going to have Avery Pierce at the free throw line. Shooting the 1-1. That was the 9th team foul on the Houston Lady Tigers. Number 20 checks back in. That is Hannah Dezurek. And should be the 1-1 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And now the official says 2. No, you don't. Now they call it the 10th foul. All right, so it will be a two-shot foul for Thayer. Avery Pierce going to the line. Foul, by the way, was on young lady who got injured, Jaden Stell. Avery at the line shooting 2. First one is up and good. Pierce with the free throw. And now Marissa Weber checking in for Thayer. Maddie Donahue will check out. And Avery Pierce makes it a 7-point game, trying to make it a 6-point game here if she can hit this free throw. Still a lot of time, 2:59 to go in the game, and Avery Pierce hits another one. 4 points for Avery. Thayer again with a full court pressure. Houston with it back. Oh, that pass got deflected. Now a long pass up the floor taken by Houston. Walker's got it up the right sideline. Gets tied up by a double team in the corner and finally gets rid of it. Ball's loose on the floor taken by Avery Pierce, and Pierce had it knocked away and out of bounds on the sideline. Now Maddie Donahue coming back into the ball game for offense. 6-point game, 41-35. Thayer with the basketball, 2:44 to go. Katie Pierce to trigger it in on the side. That's to Maddie Curley. Maddie knows there's a lot of time. There's your senior leadership. Knows there's a lot of time. You don't have to get in a hurry here. She gets up in the corner to Katie Wade. Wade with 3. Katie Wade with the 3-pointer out of the left corner. Katie Wade rips the 3, and Thayer back to within 3 with 2:33 to go. That 3-pointer brought to you by the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. We've got a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000. Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
And we're back after the timeout. Coach Cecil Meyer called the timeout in a hurry when that shot went through the hole. Wanted to get his defense set here. Marissa Weber in for defense. because Matty Curley is playing. Well, Matty's out there with four fouls because they had Matty Donahue, the other Matty, is playing with four fouls, so she's throwing in on the offensive side. Houston has triggered the ball in, got it to Walker. Walker comes to midcourt. They are trying to cut her off. That's got to be a charge. Yes, it is. Katie Wade got there first, and Walker just ran right through her. And that'll be an offensive foul on number 14, Alaya Walker. So Thayer's got the ball back down by three, and Maddie Donahue checks back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Katie Wade on the inbound here for Thayer. Gonna have to hurry. Finally got it in to Maddie Curtis. Curtis on the dribble drive of the backcourt, brings it into the front court with 2:25 to play in the game. Curtis going to the bucket, kicks it back outside to Avery Pierce. Avery moves off the screen. Right through the lane, and she traveled with the basketball. Yep, she did. Avery Pierce took an extra step after she stopped. So Thayer going to get Marissa Weber into the ballgame. Problem here is the officials don't know placement. Both officials were on the one side of the floor over there. So they get the sub in. Houston inbounds the ball. And here's a deflected pass. Ooh, almost caught by Katie Wade. She got up high to deflect that pass, and she almost caught it. So 2:14 to go. Coach Cecil Meyer of the Thayer Lady Bobcats wants a timeout here. 2:14 to play in the game. Thayer down by three. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Now we're back after the timeout. I said Coach Meyer called that timeout. It was actually Coach Brent Kell, well, the Houston Lady Tigers, called that timeout to get something going offensively here. 2:14 to play in the game. This team's got a 3-point lead. Fair Lady Bobcats looking for the ball. They double teamed the ball carrier out of midcourt. She gets rid of it. That is Smith going down the left side. Shot is up and good. They got it to Curtis on the baseline. And Carly Curtis drains one from 15 feet. Here comes Fair with the ball. They turn it over. Kaylee Garrison trying to make a bounce pass up the sideline, and Avery Pierce couldn't hang on. The ball goes out of bounds. That's a tough pass to catch right there, a bounce pass. Close proximity. So Thayer turns it over with a minute 54 to go in the game. 43-38, Lady Bobcats are down five. Houston gets ball into the front court. Got over to Walker. Walker back outside. Angie Smith. Smith passes it one time and gives it over on the right side. Got it there, and long pass, dangerous pass, taken by Houston. Smith gives it on the left side wing. Gets it right back, top of the keep, and we're going to get a foul call with a minute 33 to go in the game. That'll be a foul on number 11, Avery Pierce. That'll be number 4 on Avery. And it's going to send Walker to the free throw line. Alaya Walker hit a couple of free throws in the first half, has not scored in the second. Houston is led by Carly Curtis. Curtis, with that bucket smut a moment ago, has got 14 on the line. And the front end of the 1-1, no good. Here comes Maddie Donahue back in the game for Thayer. Marissa Weber will check in. The Lady Bobcats need this rebound, and they need a bucket on the other end. They're down by five. Second free throw is up, and so still a 5-point game. She missed it. Donahue has the rebound. It's poked away from behind. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. I think now the officials are going to have to get together and talk about it. You know, it's fair ball, yeah. Fair Lady Bobcat ball. And with a minute 30 to go, Thayer down five with a basketball. Got to have a bucket here. Inbound it to Avery Pierce in the backcourt. Avery swings away from the defense. Left-hand dribble up the floor. Got it to Katie Wade. Katie looking to score into the lane. Pulls up a shot, no good. Pierce goes against the rebound to Katie Wade, who misses another one. And then Pierce again, and now Donahue, and we get a held ball, and possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Avery Pierce came out of nowhere to get that first rebound. Then Katie Wade bounced it too hard off the window, trying to score from straight on. But Thayer looking then down here. Avery Pierce into Katie Wade out top. Over to Maddie Curley. Jumps in the corner to Pierce. Avery down the baseline all the way to bucket. Her layup is blocked, and it goes out of bounds. That's a beautiful move by Avery Pierce. She faked the three, got the defender off her feet. Looked like a clear lane to the bucket, but out of nowhere came a Houston Lady Tigers. They are inbounds to Katie Wade. Top of the key for three, and she drained it. Another three for Katie Wade. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are back to within two with 58 seconds to go. That three-pointer brought to you by the Ozarks Health Center. And there's a bucket on the other end for Houston. Beautiful play for the Lady Tigers. They're going to get the basket and one. And we had a foul called on the play. Basket is good. Foul's on number 21. That is Kaylee Garrison, her first. And it will send number 12 to the free throw line, trying to finish off a three-point play and put her team back up by five. The free throw rattles in and out. No good. Thayer's got it. Lady Bobcats down four. They get it to Katie Wade. Wade up the floor with 46 seconds. Going down low to the baseline. Oh, to Donahue, and she couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Donahue had a clear path to the basket. Now Haven and Weber will check in for Thayer. Donahue and Garrison will come out. Houston with the basketball here after the Lady Bobcat turnover. Number 14 to trigger it in, Walker. Got it in to Smith. Smith up to Dezurek and back to Smith. They get it up the floor. They swing it over to Curtis. Curtis attacks the basket and throws an air ball. No good. Rebound Thayer. Got it up to Avery Pierce. Avery going to the hole. Swings one up. No good. Rebound taken by the Houston Lady Tigers. Manny Curley has not shot the ball in about 3 minutes, and Avery Pierce just fouled out of the game in the backcourt. So Thayer down has not been able to get Maddie Curley the basketball on the offensive end for a shot. And we'll walk down the other end and shoot free throws for the Houston Lady Tigers. Number 20 going to the line. That is Hannah Dezurek. Has 2 points in the game. Avery Pierce fouls out of the game here with 22 seconds left. And at the free throw line, Dezurek for Houston. First one is up and no good. Well, there's still a chance. 22 seconds left. Thayer's got to get a quick bucket and a steal. Dezurek will go back to the line trying to make it a six-point game. You go for the three if you're Thayer now or on the next one. A lot will depend on this free throw. It's no good. And the rebound is taken by Katie Wade. She is tied up, and the possession belongs to the Houston Lady Tigers. Now Marissa Weber will check back in for Thayer to play defense. And see who goes out. Maddie Donahue will come out with 20 seconds to go. And we're going to get a timeout call by the Houston Lady Tigers. 45-41. They are down by four with 20 seconds to go. It'll be Houston ball when we come back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. FDIC.
So back after the time, I will say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters tonight, like the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains, First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, the law office of Fred O'Neill, and the 11th Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts, Walmart in Thayer, the Country Cottage in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Olson, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark, Miro Towing, Garage, and Mobile Service Truck, along with Steak and Shake at West Plains, the Kitty Trial Daycare and Learning Center, and Active Chiropractic, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer, and West Plains. So Houston to inbound the ball here with 20 seconds left under their own bucket. Looking to trigger in the lane, and they get it in, and they got it to Curtis, and Curtis finally is going to be fouled. And they call the foul, and Coach... And your coach, Meyer, say good defense. And it was, but finally somebody got her on the arm. Foul is on number 12 for Thayer. That is Katie Wade. Will be her fourth of the game. And Houston shooting free throws. First one is up. That one's good. And that'll make it a 46-41. Houston up by five again and make it six as Curtis hits both free throws. Thayer will inbound the ball. Curley. Maddie brings it into the front court, trying to get away from a double team on the dribble. Gets to a screen, gives off to Kaylee Harrison, back to Curley. Curley going to the bucket, misses a layup. Rebound, Donahue. She doesn't have an opportunity to go back up, and she stepped on the inline. So Thayer turns it over with 4.8 seconds to go. Coach Meyer still barking at the officials out there. Donahue comes out. Where's Weber in? Thayer pulls, and now Coach Meyer says, where's the full court pressure? Still time left on the clock. Houston just runs out the clock. 47-41 is your final score. The Thayer Lady Bobcats go down to defeat here tonight. But a dandy ball game. They stayed in it till the very end. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report. Brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman in West Plains in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
And we're back after the ball game. The Fair Lady Bobcats lose this one 47-41. You know, I was talking to Coach Cecil Meyer before the game today. He said, you know, we've been close. We've been in close ball games. We just always have a 4 or 5 minute period or a quarter where we don't play well. And that was exactly the case tonight. In the third quarter, Fair Lady Bobcats only scored 4 points. Now, the good news is, and Coach Meyer went on to emphasize, he said, well, we play good defense. We play hard. And we're able to keep other teams from scoring very much. And that's exactly the case here tonight. And in that quarter, because Houston only scored 7 in that quarter. So Thayer goes down to defeat tonight. 47-41 is your final. Lady Bobcats were led by Maddie Curley. She had 14 on the night. Maddie played in foul trouble most of the night. Katie Wade added 10, including 2 late three-pointers to keep the Lady Bobcats in the ballgame. 6 points for Maddie Donahue, 4 for Avery Pierce. 3 for Jaylee Haven, and a 3 for Kaylee Garrison. For the Houston Lady Tigers, they were led tonight by Carly Curtis, a sophomore at 16, 12 for another sophomore, Olivia Kreitz, 9 points for Angie Smith, and off the bench, that's a good bench production, 5 points for Aliyah Walker, 2 for Hannah DeJurek, and 1 for Riley Sheets. Again, Houston wins it here tonight, 47-41. Is the final score. That's going to wrap it up for tonight. Be sure and join us for a doubleheader of basketball tomorrow night here on the Ecom Sports Network. Tomorrow night we'll have the Alton Comets and Lady Comets. They travel out the couch, take on the Indians and Lady Indians. We'll have both the varsity games. right here on K-Country 95 Radio. And you might want to tune over to 100.9 The Train, our sister station. They've got the West Plains Ladies Visitors in action over at the West Plains High School tonight. That game probably just underway a few minutes ago. I'm just going to wrap it up for tonight. Again, Thayer loses this one 47-41. Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball tonight brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Oh, by the way, need to name the Thayer Lady Bobcat Player of the Game, don't we? Yes, we do. The Thayer Lady Bobcat Player of the Game brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. And we're going to go with, I'm going to go with Katie Wade. Didn't play terrific in the first half, but hit two big three-pointers in the second half to keep her team close. So Katie Wade is going to get my Lady Bobcat Player of the Game brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. All right, there, Lady Bobcat Basketball brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains, the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil, your agent in Thayer, Century 21 Combs and Associates, Dr. Mike Kersey and staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, along with the Thayer Pizza Inn, Knott's Orthopedic in Mountain Home, REMAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill and Thayer, and FNBC Community Bankers. I'm Mike Grace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.